800-771-2013. That's 800-771-2013.
Hello?
Hey, Wes, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to call Rampage and then I'm going to put you guys on mute because I'm in the restroom.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I have Rampage on the line. And Rampage, this is Lex from Duff CNN.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
What's good, my man?
What's up, man?
She about to knock out this interview. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, for sure. Are you on speakerphone right now?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Okay, cool. Okay, here we go, my man. Dub CNN checking in with Rampage of the legendary Flipmo Squad. What's good, my man?
Yeah. What's the word? Salute. For that article, too.
Oh, definitely.
That was real dope.
Definitely. Thank you, man. So, moving on, as a veteran in this game, with a certified gold record, with hits like Wild for the Night, with Busta Rhymes, Flavor in the Ear Remix, etc., what's your opinion on the game as of today?
What's my opinion on the game is, out with the old, in with the new. You got to keep going.
Right.
You can't stop. All artists that's veterans, you got to salute this new generation. Are they going to know something that we can't teach?
Try.
So I'm into teaching.
Right.
All this new generation, I'm willing to teach. I got a couple of my own artists that I got to show how to be authentic, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys are missing that authentic slavery.
Right.
So, soldiers like myself and others, we need to touch the younger so they know about the history and they know about how to survive in this thing called hip hop.
Right. Got you. Okay, Rampage, how did you get your start in the game, man? Dope.
I just been making demos, and finally I got somebody that was in my corner that was like, yo, let's go. Buster is definitely an icon, and he'll tell you what he thinks, and he'll definitely, give his solid opinion on some things, and now I just kept pushing and pushing. Just because he was my cousin, that didn't mean that I didn't have to push. I just had to push that much harder because he was already out there. He was moving around with me to go to new school, opportunity to go on the road, and go on the road for the first time, and me to go to new school, to defending me. It was an experience, and he taught me a lot about the game, and he taught me a lot about being an artist, and he also taught me that, can't wait on nobody. You
gotta
get up and do it yourself. So I've been doing it myself
from day one. Tight, dope. Okay. Recently you had an event in LA. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
Oh, man. The event in LA was the Remington Steel Release Party. Salute to All Eyes on Me, PR, Mama Mel, Honey Green Rache, which is my manager. They put a party that, how can I say, it was a lot of old school and new school rappers that was paying homage to your boy, so I salute everybody that showed up.
Dope.
The party was a smash. It came off. I seen a lot of people perform. perform, Nas will perform, Just the Boss performed, you know, Joe Smith, NBA star, he was in the building. Katie Allen was in the building, you know, Hustle TV was in the building. It was a real dope atmosphere. Salute to my whole family that just showed up and they was making moves and they was grooving to the Remington still. Salute to producer Felony Music. It was just a lot of things going on, bro, man. You had to be there, man. It was a great vibe, and I salute LA, man, for coming out for your boy.
Dope, for sure, man. Okay, let's get into that Remington Steel mixtape, man. What can fans that haven't heard it expect on the tape, and any features, you know, and let them know if they haven't heard it, you know, what they can expect on the mixtape.
Well, what you can expect on this mixtape is authentic hip hop. If you love real hip hop and you love the groove, this is that groove for you.
Dope.
For the 2015 flow, it's dope. I got a lot of joints on there that, you know, you gonna remember. The concept was doing the Remington Steel was, you know, going back to records that a lot of MCs from my era were scared to touch. And the way the game is moving right now, nobody is loyal.
Right.
So, you know me, I'm going to go back into and touch them records, bring them out. You know, VJs needed something to vibe to.
Right.
And I think every DJ needs this Remington Steel in their arsenal. It's very classic.
Mm.
It's classic at its highest level. And, you know, I really did my thing as a producer of Felony Music, did his thing. So, you know, it's something that you can groove through. It's clean. I never cursed on it, not once.
Dang.
It's clean. So don't ask me for a dirty version because you won't get it. You know, it's just one of those projects that you gotta listen to from the beginning to the end. And, you know, if you love real hip hop, and if you love where I come from, which is Grand Theft Auto,
right.
Authentic hip hop.
Dope.
You can't get that nowhere else. Nobody's cut from that cloth but me.
Right.
And, you know, I got another one on that coming real soon, too. So I ain't gonna let nobody down. And, you know, everybody can move with it. You can send it to everybody. Yeah, we could drop it right now for free for everybody to have.
Right.
Let's put it on the site, man. Let's give it to everybody for free and let them be the judge of this real authentic hip hop that I'm doing right now.
Right. Right. Dope. Okay. Let's get into your label. You already touched on a couple of artists that you're pushing, including Bird B and Judge the Boss. Bird B has the single with Dane Grease production on it. Tell us about them.
Well, you know Bird B, he's from St. Louis.
Okay.
You know, everybody in St. Louis, Bird B is on the come up for real. He's doing his thing. Omo mixtape is out right now. Judge the Boss, Southside Phoenix is coming, you know what I'm saying, May 3rd, New York City, you know what I'm saying? Nazo's coming, Hip Hop Baby, that's coming soon, Razzcast and Rampage.
Dope.
Katie Ivory, she's coming soon, EDM joint is real crazy.
Dope.
Got a lot of joints, that's coming soon.
Dope.
You know, we got a lot of things that we're working on, and we're putting it together. Salute to my brother, Louis Tone. Got something crazy right now on iTunes, so salute to him.
Okay.
My whole camp, everybody's making a move. You know, I'm VP of 24 Karat Mixtape.
Right. I'm
VP over there, so we're making a lot of moves, man. All eyes on me, PR, we're making a lot of moves.
Right.
MGM, we're making a lot of moves, so, you know, we got a lot of things we're cooking up, but we definitely is attacking the game from all angles, so, I'm proud to say I got a great team and a great champ, so I salute everybody.
Dope.
Those that I forgot, man, I just got a lot going on moving, so it won't stop.
You know, we're going to have to blast that Rampage Razzcast on Dub CNN when that drop.
Nah, that's that Nazo.
Oh.
You'll get that soon as possible.
Okay. That's what's up, my man. Okay.
It's Nazo's record, Hip Hop Biggie. It was a joint that, you know, like I said, man, everything is timeless, and this is a joint that's needed for the game because a lot of people doesn't pay homage to where they come from, and, you know, we all hip-hop babies, those that come from this era, and before, we all, you know, salute the game of hip hop, and this record shows, you know, how much we appreciate the growth of hip hop and how other artists before us made us feel. And this Hip Hop Babies is one of those dope records like that.
Okay, so
it has me, Razzcast, and it's actually Nazo's song featuring me and Razzcast. I mean,
dope.
Nazo's song featuring Razzcast and myself. And I heard the record and I thought it was dope, so I had to put some of my flavor on it.
Nice.
Nice. Nazo went in, she chewed on it, and when I heard it, I thought it was dope, so, you know.
Tight.
I'm waiting for everybody, all the world to hear it. It's dope.
All right. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, growing up in New York for you, Rampage?
Well, I grew up in Flatbush, Brooklyn with Busta Rhymes, so growing up in Flatbush, Brooklyn, I had a great childhood. I had a father that played music.
Dope.
I had a mother that stayed working. My mother always made sure that I had, so salute to my mother, Mama Catherine, I salute you.
Dope.
I had a great childhood growing up, riding bikes, stealing cars, doing everything that a Brooklyn kid can do.
Right.
You know, went to school, finished that, got into the music business, had a famous cousin who believed in my movement, but I also believed in myself, and I made it happen. Like any kid, it's not where you from, it's where you at. You can make it anywhere. You just gotta believe, you gotta stay humble and stay true to yourself.
Right.
A lot of artists don't stay true to themselves. They just, you know, they don't see the vision. You gotta see your vision. Just don't do it. Just really do it. Just execute. You know what I mean?
Right.
Execute. Understanding is
the key. Right. Okay, dope. I always ask every interview, I always ask people, who's your top five MCs of all time, my man?
The top five MCs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Busta Rhymes.
Mm.
Rakim.
Mm.
Kane.
Mm. Big Daddy Kane.
KRS.
I
got one.
Yeah, you got one more.
Of all times.
Yup.
Yeah, it's King Buster.
KRS. You got one more.
One more?
Yup.
Grandmaster Cat.
Oh, okay.
No, Jay-Z.
Okay.
No, let me get one more.
All right.
Let me get two more. Okay.
Ah, nice. Top.
Yo, one more.
Ooh, okay. We was fucking. That's top eight right there. Nas, can't forget Nas. Yep. Okay. All right. You personally, Rampage. What is your favorite compilation that you've been involved in of all time?
Of all time.
If your say that again.
First Flintmode album.
Ooh, okay. Got you.
The Imperial Gold album.
Got you. Okay. In your opinion, what West Coast MCs have had the, we're a West Coast site and all that, but, you know, it don't matter. We love all hip hop, but what West Coast MCs, in your opinion, have had the biggest influence on the game?
Mac 10.
Mm.
Snoop.
Dope.
Ice Cube.
Yep.
Dre.
Yep.
Exhibit.
Yep.
The Alcoholic.
Yep.
Middleman Ace.
Cypress Hill. Dope.
House of Pain. Digital Underground.
E-40.
Cocaine.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick, yep.
Look at more people, man. DJ Quick.
Oh, yeah. Quick. That would be Quick.
Second to None.
Yep.
Hold on. I got Eastsiders.
Oh, yeah, the Eastsiders. Oh, yeah, yep.
JJ Fad,
Supersonic.
Eazy-E.
Yes.
Man, did I
I think you named, yeah. I think that's, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yup. Yup. Okay.
Tone Low.
Oh, yeah. Tone Low. Yeah, man. I forgot about that. Tone Low. You know what I'm saying? OG. But, yeah. Okay. I was
King
gonna...
T.
Oh, shit. King T.
King T.
Yup. Another legend. Yup. Yup.
Yep.
Of yup, MCA. MCA, yup.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir, my man. What is
Rodney O.
Oh, Rodney O. Joe Cooley. Yup, yup, yup.
Rodney O.
Rodney O. Dope, yep. My man.
Money B.
Money B, Digital Underground, yup.
Yeah, I got a lot of my Corrupt and
Dad. Oh yeah, Dog Pound. Yeah, of course that. Yeah.
Yes. Warren G.
Of course, Warren. Nate. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What's up? What's up?
People that inspired me on the heat.
Right. Right. Dope.
Rage.
Oh, Lady of Rage. Lyrical. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I got it.
This is
the last one.
Okay.
DOC.
Oh, the DOC. Yep. People, a lot of people forget about. Yep, the DOC. Yep.
DOC.
The formula.
Texas and Cali, so
yep.
DOC.
Dope. That's a dope list, man. That's a sick list.
Formula.
Formula. Mm-hmm. Yep. You already know. Yep. The formula. I was gonna ask you, Ramp. What is the current situation of the Flipmo Squad right now? You know.
Yeah, you know, everybody's pretty much working on their own solo thing, but right now it's about me.
Right.
Rampage, Deep Freeze, online.
Deep Freeze, right.
MGM, we making moves, man. 24karatmixtape.com, we making moves. It's just about me and my tune.
Deep Freeze is the name of the label, right? Okay.
So,
got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. Is there touching back on that Remington Steel, is there going to be an album to follow it? And if so, what when can fans expect that?
I think I'm going to keep the series going.
Mm,
so,
okay.
There's going to be a couple more coming.
Dope.
You know, I think I'm going to drop one in September, Remington Steel Reloaded. And I'm going to drop another one in the middle of that.
Nice.
You know, a different version of the Remington Steel. It's coming, man. It's just a studio phone process. As soon as I get in the studio, I know what I want to do.
Got it.
So, expect those Remington Steel series. Expect a new Rampage single coming very soon. Expect new music from me. Expect my cartoon coming.
Ooh.
I got a lot of things coming, man.
Okay. Okay.
Don't stop.
Dope.
Dope.
Okay.
Work.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, I was gonna say, where can fans find you? Just for the fans that don't know, fans find you on social media, and yeah, where can they find you and reach you and stuff like that?
Instagram, and Twitter at the Real Rampage.
Dope.
At the Real Rampage. So that's at the @ @THEREALRAMPAGE.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fans. Rampage, the last Boy Scout on Instagram as well.
Dope. Okay. Dope. All right, Rampage, thanks a lot from Dub CNN. Thanks a lot from me personally for taking your time out, man. Any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? I want everybody to follow me. Keep following me. Keep this thing alive. And you already know my movement. Be free. And you know, all you other haters fix your face. That's all I gotta say.
That's what's up. For sure, Ram. Appreciate it, man.
Salute, bro. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, man.